Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Boeing confirms 737 MAX production halt, more records, and what to expect in FedEx results. Leading today's news: the crisis at Boeing is deepening after the plane maker halted 737 production for the first time in two decades, as the grounding of its best-selling MAX jet drags into 2020. While Boeing doesn't expect to lay off any production line workers at this time, the move could have repercussions across its global supply chain and the U.S. economy. Until now, 737 MAX jets were produced at a rate of 42 per month. How long might the shutdown last? Boeing, whose shares are down 6% since the news, stressed this was up to the FAA. In other news, equities hit record highs on Monday, with Wall Street logging the fourth straight day of gains, as a Phase 1 trade deal cleared the way to end a banner year with a bang. Increased trade is going to allow companies to start spending again on capital expenditures. That had been frozen, and most of those are technology purchases, said Kim Forrest, founder of Boca Capital. U.S. stock index futures paused overnight, awaiting the latest from the data front: housing starts, industrial production, and JOLTS, as well as earnings from Navistar and FedEx. Following weak earnings guidance in September, FedEx results come after the bell today as the shipping giant battles new competitors in the industry. Last week, Morgan Stanley said Amazon is already delivering about half of its own packages in the U.S. and will soon pass both UPS and FedEx in total volume. E-commerce volume and holiday shipping is one topic FedEx management will likely address, as well as critical business-to-business activity. FedEx shares are down about 3% in the past 3 months. Netflix saw revenue for its Asia-Pacific business increase 153% during a two-year period ending September 30th, and membership rise 148%, according to a company filing. Europe, the Middle East, and Africa also more than doubled in subscribers since the start of 2017, and is the largest non-U.S. region. The new metric showed a final tally of 158.3 million members globally, which could persuade Wall Street to focus more on Netflix's growth outside the increasingly competitive U.S. market. Tensions have been diffused over the new USMCA trade deal as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer met with Mexican Deputy Foreign Minister Jesus Seed in Washington. Mexico had expressed fears that the attachés called for in the agreement would effectively serve as labor inspectors, but the U.S. said they will not be labeled as such and will abide by all relevant Mexican laws. The House Ways and Means Committee is set to hold a hearing on the new version of USMCA today, with a vote expected in the full House on Thursday. The sterling honeymoon has come to an end after the currency dropped by the most since last July, tumbling 1.1% to $1.32. Threat of a no-deal split. Legislation from Prime Minister Boris Johnson will include text that guarantees the Brexit transition phase isn't extended beyond December 2020, even if no new trade terms have been secured. The pound had climbed to as high as $1.35 on Friday as the Tories swept to victory, fueling optimism there would be a speedy resolution to the Brexit deadlock. French workers are taking to the streets for the 13th day of a transport strike over President Macron's efforts to reform the pension system. The conflict is being complicated further by the resignation of Jean-Paul Delevoye, appointed by Macron to oversee pension reform, after it was exposed that he failed to report multiple side jobs. Strike organizers are hoping for a repeat of 1995, when they shut down a government pension reform effort following 3 weeks of strikes just before Christmas. Automakers are fighting to sell cars in a difficult environment, but Toyota is still forecasting growth in 2020, with sales of 10.77 million vehicles worldwide. That puts it closer to number one automaker Volkswagen, which delivered 10.83 million vehicles, including its MAN and Scania heavy trucks, in 2018, and has been the top-selling automaker for the past 5 years. Alliances are also becoming ever more critical in the global auto industry, as manufacturers seek to pool resources to develop electric vehicles and autonomous capabilities. Like other consumer goods companies, Unilever has struggled to keep up with shoppers turning to fresher foods, niche brands, or vegan trends. Sales gains are now seen at slightly below guidance for 2019, and underlying growth will be in the lower half of a multi-year range of 3-5% in 2020, according to the company, which blamed a slowdown in South Asia and weakness in North America. Analysts at RBC Europe said the new forecast implies Q4 growth will be the weakest in more than a decade. Unilever is down 6.1% pre-market. Legislation on a federal ban for the sale of tobacco products and e-cigarettes to people under 21 is being talked about in Washington once again. The smoking crackdown would give the FDA 6 months to develop regulations, and then 3 years to work with states on implementing the change. A large number of states already have age laws in place, meaning the development isn't unanticipated for companies like Juul, Altria, Philip Morris, and the Vector Group. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow was down with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ flat, gold steady, and crude oil slightly up. On today's economic calendar, Red Book chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.